We close our program today with two new CDs of Calypso music. First up, a group called Kobo Town.
The year was 1999 AD. All the people were kicking up a sin in the countryside and in the city, tired of tyranny.
The band is based in Toronto, but Kobo Town gets its name and musical inspiration from a neighborhood in Port of Spain, Trinidad, known as the birthplace of Calypso. This musical genre was once known for lyrics full of double entendres and hidden political messages, as bandleader Drew Gonsalves explains.
I love the calypsos of the early era, where they had to use ingenious lyrical devices to suggest their political ideas in a time of heavy censorship. And I also love the exuberant melodies that that were always common to calypso. And I would like to take those and present them in a way that is both musically and lyrically relevant to the time that we grew up in.
You could only push the people so far. From Gaza to Jaffna,
blood and fire.
Soweto to Rio,
blood and fire.
La Paz to Chiapas,
blood and fire.
Karachi to Delhi, blah, blah, blood and fire. What must fall to be free? Blood and fire must fall to be free. What must fall to be free? Blood and fire.
Kobo Town leader Drew Gonsalves is a native of Trinidad and Tobago. So is the man known as Lord Realtor. He's another popular calypso singer. Back in 1980, he won a national competition with a song complaining about skyrocketing food prices. Now, Lord Realtor has a new version of the song. He plays it with steel pan musician Andy Norell on the new CD, University of Calypso.
A friend of mine come and tell me about 2 months ago to bring back the old-time calypso. He said, well, Realtor, people keep asking everywhere to bring back an old-time reminder. It's a good idea, without a doubt. But what the France you want me to sing about? Is then he declare, sing about the price of food and how things so dear. Okro selling $5 for five, $6 for celery, $4 for sign. They raise currants and they raise raisin. Egg is $12 and $14 now a dozen. Edo's is now $5, my friend, and it's $10.25 a pong now. For melon gen, a lime long time was old talk and fun, but now a lime is $1.25 for one.
We have links to Lord Realtor's and Kobo Town's websites at theworld.org. Eric Goldberg composed our theme music. The World comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH. I'm Katie Clark. Have a great weekend.
I said, well, partner, everything that you just said was true. Money today don't have no value. And if you argue, people going to say that you're funny and tell you how you can't eat the money. It's true you can't push the money down your throat, but people still not getting the money's worth. And the vendors and them so fierce, they just raise the price when something gets scarce. $4 a bunch of cressel, pak choy is $12.50 a bundle, $11.50 now for potato, some places is $12 for tomato, callaloo bush $10.50 in tongue, and carrot selling now $12 a pound. So if you